Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. I just got a text from my sister, John, and she said, because you know she just finished her school year as a teacher up in Connecticut. She said, I'm kicking off the summer listening to you and John with your show. And I said, okay, great, thank you. Gave her a little smiley face emoji back. And
awesome.
Now, so
did she know that in Connecticut they thought that people with tuberculosis were vampires in the 1800s?
I would think not. That's probably not a part of the curriculum.
Surprised it wasn't a thumbs up emoji. That's your go-to.
Well, that is my go-to.
Joe DeCamera is the king of the thumbs up emoji.
So let me explain the thing about thumbs up. Thumbs up both is an affirmation of, yep, cool, gotcha, thumbs up. And also, all right, I'm done with this text.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But you,
because it's hard to respond. If you give a person a thumbs up, there's not much they can respond with, and then I can disengage from the text.
I'm surprised you use the emoji when you can just do the little, like, press on it and the thumbs up thing comes up.
I don't know how to do all of it, but I know a little bit. But shout out to all the teachers out there. Congratulations if you're maybe listening for the first time in a few months. If you've been busy at school, thanks for what you do for society as a teacher. And welcome back to the program for all the teachers with the next couple of months. Hope you enjoy the next few months. All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Make a David at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question is a pretty simple one. How does the Sixers-Hawks series end? Three choices obviously now remain. I mean, by how many games? Choice A, Hawks win in 6, meaning Hawks win tonight, that's it. Choice B, Hawks in 7, which, you know, is not totally out of the realm of possibility. I mean, there is a chance Sixers win tonight and lose at home because we've seen them lose at home twice now.
Yeah.
So you got to throw that in as a real possibility. It's not like I'll feel.
I think that's likely.
I'm not going to feel totally comfortable if the Sixers win tonight. Like, oh, it's over.
Got it.
All right. And then C, Sixers in 7. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's talk to TJ in Tabernacle right now. What's up, TJ?
Yo, what's going on, Joe?
It's all good, man. Well, it's not all good, but you know what? Hoping for better things today.
Yo, Richie, that was hilarious earlier when you said Ben's scared to play basketball, man. That was like the best comment you've ever said.
It's stunning.
I just don't get it. Like when you're growing up playing hoops, you know, it's just you go and shoot around. Like you just doesn't like to shoot.
Yeah, and it's such an issue, and it's something you know we brought up. I think it was yesterday. Like how on earth is Ben? Like I had coaches who used to ask me every day, do you love football? Do you love football? Because, like, that's what it requires. The commitment necessary to be really good at being a professional athlete, you got to love the game. You got to love playing it. You got to love working in the game. How is Ben supposed to love basketball when he's afraid of it?
Yeah, I don't get it, man. I really don't. It's unbelievable. But, yeah, Joe, I wanted to ask you, do you drain the bath, like, during your bath?
Sometimes.
Or do you just
sometimes.
Leave the water in there?
It depends on the quality of the book and how into it I am. Sometimes I'll drain it 2 or 3 times in the same bath because, you know, eventually it gets cold. A lot of times what I do is I just add.
You drain the bath?
Sometimes.
2 or 3 times?
Sometimes, yeah. Oh, a lot of times what I do is I just add hot water.
So that's like 4 baths.
But that only lasts so long. Yeah, sometimes I'll just completely drain and bring it back up. Yeah.
So you take 4 baths in a row?
Well, I consider it 1 bath, but it's, I mean, I don't know if it's ever been 4, but I'm sure 3. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
That's a waste of water.
I was just, TJ, sure about to say the same thing. What a waste of water.
But TJ, it gets too cold. I mean, you can't lie in.
Well, that signals, hey, time to get out.
Dude,
time to go do productive things.
There are water shortages all over the world,
TJ,
Jack.
To be clear, cold water is what got Jack at the end of Titanic. That and the fact that Rose wouldn't let Jack try for a second time to get on the freaking piece of wood.
I'm sure that was a little colder than your bath water.
You gonna get hypothermia in your bathtub,
That's
Joe?
True. Yeah, I'm not out there in the North Atlantic. I will admit that. TJ, Sixers gonna win tonight?
I'm with Richie, man. I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm usually optimistic, but man, I don't see it, man.
All right, buddy. We got you,
Listen,
TJ.
I don't want it to be out. I'm not saying the Sixers definitely lose tonight. I'm saying the Sixers are not the better team. If they somehow pull it out tonight, I don't expect them to be able to do that twice in a row. I think the Hawks will prevail in the series. And tonight might be a great victory for the Sixers. I just don't think we're better. And, you know, at the
end
result is the better team will win the series, and we're not that team.
Can you imagine, John, if the Sixers lose Game 7 Sunday night at home in front of the crowd? Can you, James, can you imagine?
I don't want to imagine.
Yeah,
that crowd.
It'll feel like it just did after this last game.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, hey, we have a six-lap ride-along in a NASCAR-style stock car to give away today. Tremendous opportunity for you. On the famous 2.5-mile Pocono Raceway, courtesy of Stock Car Racing Experiences. For details, visit 877-STOCK-CAR.com. And, again, you can win that experience right here on our show. Courtesy of being we're having the best answer to the following question. Now, we talked yesterday. I referenced randomly yesterday. Man, I wish they could exhume the body of General George Patton, get him back up as being alive, and put some fire into Ben Simmons. Talk some sense into this guy. Scream at him. Whatever you got to do, right? So, John, let's have some fun today. In addition to all the other talk about the Sixers, and we'll get to the Phil shortly. John, if you could come up with someone to give a pep talk to Ben Simmons, to, you know, get his head out of his arse. Actually, show some guts. Show some fight. John, if you could come up with someone to give a pep talk to Ben Simmons today, it can be someone like General Patton, who actually is dead. It can be someone alive. It can be someone fictional. It can be someone from the world of movies or whatever. John, if you think about it, I'm curious from everyone at 215-592-9494. You get to pick the person, pregame, pep talk to Ben Simmons to get him, you know, pointed in the right direction. John, give me someone who you think, and there's a lot of big answers out there. Who would you want to give that pregame pep talk speech to Ben Simmons?
Probably the most inspiring orator of all time, Martin Luther King Jr., get up there and teach Ben how to be a man.
Okay. Wow. So, I mean, I hadn't thought of that.
A great answer.
At all. I don't know. I mean, how big was he on sports, though?
Yeah, who cares?
I care a little bit. I mean,
I don't know if it's about sports.
Well, it's about overcoming. Yeah, you know,
well,
just like,
it is, but I don't know. But I don't know. I'm not sure. All right, Seltzer,
well,
give me.
You're not going to like my answer. Okay. I actually have two. I'm going to give two. The rare two for me. And neither.
I have two also, by the way.
Yeah, okay. neither. I don't think I'm stealing any from any callers because mine are way outside the box. I'm just giving an example of we're going to get a lot of this, and this is great.
Okay.
I got two outside the box one. One, Dave Hill.
Who's Dave Hill?
The world's greatest hypnotist.
Okay.
So I'm going with a different direction on that. He's going to hypnotize Ben.
Okay.
And totally get him out of his head.
That's a really interesting
idea. Thank you.
They need to try that.
There are different types of pep talks.
Yeah.
And this would be an example.
And I got another different type. Another example. Totally, completely different.
Okay.
Hannibal Lecter.
Okay, what's the...
A brilliant psychiatrist.
Wow.
Can get in his head. And if he can't, he's a pretty scary dude if you don't do what you want him to do.
All right, very creative answers from Seltzer right there, and I like that. Now let me... I'm going to go two different types here myself, and then we'll turn it over to everyone, because there obviously are hundreds of great answers to this, and we'll see by the end of the show what's the winning answer. I want to start with probably my number one guy. He would be in line, John, when I mentioned General George Patton yesterday. He's still alive. He's old. He was a legendary basketball coach, and he was legendary for being a screamer and a yeller and a get-in-your-face guy. And that would be the general, Bobby Knight, who one time, as Seltzer knows in there with the audio ready, one time Bobby Knight, one of his players actually taped one of Bobby Knight's speeches when he was going off. We had to bleep it out here a little bit. This is the kind of talk I would like someone like Bobby Knight to give to Ben Simmons before tonight's game.
What a play, then I'm getting the out of here. I mean, if you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the 3-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving and you guys will run till you can't even suffer. Now, I'm tired of this. I'm sick and tired of an 8-10 record. I'm tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to around this week. Now, you may be. But I'm not.
Now, that's only part of the speech.
Like, oh, yeah.
The
other part was too much to bleep. I told Joe, I'm like, we can't play the second half because it will just be like word bleep, word bleep, word bleep.
All right, so that's one type. Now, I'm going to give me one more. One more. Again, because I want to go to the world of fiction now to show how it can work from fiction. And this is a speech in a movie that Jason Kelce actually referenced after the Eagles won the Super Bowl right there on the field.
Also a speech that we've heard Joe DeCamera give multiple times on this show.
I have. And this is a different type of speech. This is the you're better than what you're showing speech. This is Rocky in Rocky Balboa to his son.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. And I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody. He's going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Tremendous. Tremendous. Now, the problem is Ben Simmons might not actually be better than that. All right, hit us up here. Who would you like to have? Again, it can be fictional like Rocky, real life like Bobby Knight, someone who's passed away like Martin Luther King or General George Patton or, you know, the hypnosis. Be creative with your answers. Best answer by the end of the show, you're going to be you're going to have that 6-lap ride around with the NASCAR-style car. How cool is that? Who would you like to see give the pep talk to Ben Simmons before tonight's game 6? Let's go to the phones, talk to Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Doing all right, Tom.
So, Joe, you have a problem sitting in cold water, but you don't have a problem sitting in your own filth, flying, flying filth?
Oh, I don't care about that. I mean, if it's true, it's mine anyway, so what do I care?
Apparently you don't. Okay.
No, I don't.
Moving right along. So. Yeah. Before I get into the Sixers, did you happen to catch Mitch Williams' little rap on Tuesday morning on the morning show?
I did not.
Okay, so this is going to tie into that Times Yours call I left that you had a big issue with.
I had a big issue with it.
Remember the Mitch thing?
Mitch Williams.
Mentioned Joe Carter.
That was disgraceful that you made that phone call. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you made a joke about the Phillies losing the 93 World Series. That's
okay.
Yeah,
so you want to hear his rap? It'll take 2 seconds. He said, and I quote,
yep.
Hello, my name is Mitch, and Joe Carter made me his bitch.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know.
But it still doesn't mean that I want you to make a joke about the Phillies losing the 93 World Series.
Didn't move the needle at all, huh?
Not at all.
All right.
Tom, I cried my eyes out, man. I mean,
I get all that.
Okay,
but,
well,
you know,
you don't get it
do
enough.
Do you cry your eyes out over the first girl that broke up with you 15 years ago or however long it was?
No.
Right.
No.
So, you know, you got to get over things. All right. So, moving to the Sixers.
That's not to say I haven't cried over a girl, though, before. You know.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, that's not to say I haven't cried over a girl.
Joe, do you know how winning is done? Seriously.
All right, Tom, talk to me on the Sixers.
All right, so I got a real issue with Glenn Rivers. I'm really not liking Ben Simmons. I think Ben Simmons will be the reason why this season will end with a loss, and he's the reason why the process is a failure at this point.
Well, it will. This chapter of it will. If they have to trade him, like, this is his fault. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I do blame Doc, and I do blame Brett Brown. But I mean, this ultimately goes on the athlete because it's the athlete's responsibility to not play with fear, and he plays
right,
with fear.
And the process netted us 2 guys, right? So we have Embiid and we have Simmons, but 50% of that's a failure. then the process is a failure.
I don't entirely listen. Tobias basically came from the process because he was about assets being available, meaning draft picks and cap space, which was also part of it.
So what do you guys think of this? Now, I understand that, you know, their backs are up against the wall, elimination. Drastic times call for drastic measures. So that's the premise of the crazy statement I'm about to make.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about starting Shake Milton at point guard, right? And then subbing earlier, and when you sub, that's when you bring Ben in and keep Toby in with the subs.
Feels to me too drastic. John, do you like that idea?
I'm not sure.
I don't like
what's
it.
Why would that give us a better chance?
He's trying to move Ben off the ball, basically. I mean,
I don't think Ben can be as aggressive as he needs to be with Joel on the court. Like, I mean, we've seen this over and over again.
Mm-hmm. I think, Tom, I would be more inclined to start Thybulle than Korkmaz, which is something John said a few games back, out of the gate. I think I would make that adjustment to try something different, but I don't believe I would go to Shake Milton. I want Ben Simmons to do what he...
I'm positive they won't go.
I know they won't.
Yeah, I don't think they will. All right, Tom, give me... who do you want to give the pep talk pregame to Ben Simmons?
All right, so James, I'm calling an audible. I know I gave you a different answer, but this just popped in my head. There is only one thing that's going to get through to this kid, and that would be the Godfather making him an offer he can't refuse.
Ooh, wow. All right. The Godfather. That's pretty extreme, but fair enough. If you want one of those type of scenarios, all right. Speaking of extreme, John, it's extremely shocking that Gabe Kapler is having the level of success in San Francisco that he is. And tonight he manages against the Phillies. First time, right, James?
They were here
earlier
this year.
Oh, he did come to Philly. That's right. He came to Philly earlier. With the best record, I think, at that time, or second or third, something like that.
Yeah, they took 2 or 3 against the Phillies here.
Here we go again, John. He does now have the best record in baseball. And, you know, I am curious if the Kapler haters out there are ready to admit they were wrong, because they were wrong. Look, I think Kapler ultimately had to go because I don't think he was a fit for Philadelphia.
I totally agree.
And I don't think there's any doubt that it became a real negative drain on the organization, that fans felt the way they felt. And so I think from a business standpoint, it was actually a wise firing by John Middleton. But I will say this. The people amongst us, which was like, I don't know, 80% of society, that thought this guy, when I say society, Philadelphia society, that thought this guy was the biggest joke of all time, flat out wrong.
Right.
Flat out wrong. He's got the best record in baseball. Wow. And I never believed that 80% of society was right all those 2-3 years ago. I mean, like, I had some questions and some concerns about Kapler, but it was like, what exactly do you expect him to do with the team he had? He didn't have a great team. They finished 500 twice, basically around 500. I mean, he made some mistakes. People labeled some of the in-game mistakes he had and then basically acted like that defined his entire tenure. Well, I guess it does define his entire tenure if you, in your mind, has it defined his entire tenure, but it shouldn't have. People made a lot of mistakes misjudging Gabe Kapler. Correct, John?
I think we both did our best to defend Gabe Kapler for a long time, but I think that's mostly right. I did have a problem with players having to take like the team discipline on their own shoulders. You know, if you'll recall, there was guys were sort of just running amok.
Well, he's doing something in San Fran that's working. Could be the same exact thing.
Well, he's got a lot of veteran leaders in that clubhouse that are sort of making the team their own.
That was one of the knocks, if you remember here. One of the knocks was that the veterans weren't taken to his new age wave school of, you know, thought process. Well, apparently it's working in San Francisco.
And I think he's certainly tweaked some things that didn't work, and he has a better feel for how to reach guys. I'm certain he's doing a better job in San Francisco than he did here, just by having experience under his belt. But I think he overperformed as a baseball, you know, manager here, that, and we didn't give him credit for doing what he did with the lackluster roster that he had to work with. And now we're seeing we've got a better roster and our record's basically the same.
Well, that's the other thing. Girardi looks bad with better players. I'm curious if anyone out there, 215-592-9494, is willing to admit that you were wrong on Gabe Kapler. James, are people going to
admit
that?
I agree with you, though. And this town would not allow him
James,
to stay.
James, should they have fired him?
No, they should admit they were wrong. Gabe Kapler's better than Joe Girardi. He's been better. I mean, the whole thing that we got mad about Kapler about, and I'll admit I was wrong. I was like, oh, this, you know, the talking to the media and the sunshine and roses. Joe Girardi's like, I'm not even telling you anything anymore. He couldn't handle it so much, and he's like, I'm not even telling you what's happening anymore.
Right.
Like, Gabe got run out of town for something way less. And Gabe has done a way better job with a way less talented roster out in San Francisco, or at least a less talented roster for sure. Yeah, I think Gabe Kapler's a better manager than Joe Girardi. That's where I'm at.
And you think they should have kept him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Well, I don't expect many people to flip like that because I think this one was so, like, visceral, like, within us, for many people, I'll say, where I'll be shocked if many people admit that they were wrong. But let's find out. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Dominic. So that, in addition to all the conversation about the 76ers. Again, Dick Vermeil joins us coming up in about 12 minutes. Let's talk to Dominic right now. Hey, Dominic.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well, Dominic.
Good, buddy.
I'm feeling good, man. I really am. I know I'm in the minority. I'm feeling with Joe on this one. I want to give you guys my speech, actually. It's very short, but I'm taking it from the guy I want to give the speech,
okay,
if that's
sure.
okay with you
sure.
guys.
Sure.
But my point with the Sixers is, and it's very simple. I know it's been frustrating. Of course, my heart was broken that night. But you know what? The sun's out today. And I think that the lowest of the lows came for this team. And it almost could work in our favor if Tobias plays angry. If Ben finally got humiliated enough to show up tonight and play angry. It's time to play angry. We're not playing angry enough. The Hawks are out playing.
I agree with that.
Joel played angry yep. to start this last game, but he couldn't maintain it.
Totally agree, John. He's been fantastic. But it's a shame. We need everybody to step up and play. And Glenn Rivers needs to make some more adjustments. He's getting out-coached as well.
I like the use of Glenn. Good job.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too. And a quick Phillies point before I give my speech for tonight. And I do think the Sixers win the series and win tonight. But the Phillies point is, I was wrong about Gabe Kapler.
Well, here we go. The admit train is actually happening. All right, go ahead, Dominic.
I was wrong about Gabe. I feel bad about some of the things I said about Gabe. It's incredible the job he's done with the San Francisco Giants. And I'm actually going to root for Gabe Kapler and the Giants, and I hope they pull it out for the rest of the season.
Wow.
It's fun to see him succeed right now, I'll be honest.
I like that idea. I love it.
Wow. Wow. All right. Dominic, give me who you want to give the pep talk by way of giving the pep talk.
All right. So I want to give the pep talk. I'm going to say the speech first, if that's okay with you guys.
Sure.
Just with me. All right. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in Atlanta. We shall fight on the perimeter and in the boards. We shall fight with growing confidence and strength in the paint. We shall defend our city, whatever the cost may be. Winston Churchill.
I love it, man. Churchill to the British. I love it. Back then, World War II. Dominic, well done. He changed the words.
That was good. I threw the Atlanta in, and I was like, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good job,
Winston
man.
Churchill rallying the Brits in World War II. I like that
love
answer
it.
A lot.
Yeah, love
I do. 215-592-9494. All right, Dick Vermeil. Up ahead, we'll talk to him about the birds. Also, like being a coach of a player like Ben Simmons, has he experienced something like that? And how do you, as a leader of men, when it's your job, tasked to get the most out of the athletes you possibly can, how do you handle a situation like Ben Simmons seemingly being fearful and obviously undeveloped? How do you manage that? We'll talk to Dick Vermeil about that. And obviously a lot of Eagles football up ahead as well. He's got a great charity initiative he's involved in also. We'll tell you about that and more. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
I'm a compassionate, competitive man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.